read it, I'll admit it, I need it.
A synonym for sexual intercourse.
Where do you
That's
get,
not too romantic.
Where do you get this crap, baby? Love is a dog from hell. That's all. It has its own agonies. It brings its own agonies with it. Love is a dog from hell. But I mean, I don't know where you get your concepts from, man. Fucked up.
definition of love?
Love is kind of like, you know, when you see a fog in the morning when you wake up before the sun comes out. It's just for a little while and then it burns away.
Really?
Absolutely.
It burns away?
Yeah. Quickly. It's just love is a fog that burns with the first daylight of reality.
You lose what individualism you have. If you have enough, of course, you retain some of it. But most don't have enough, so you become watchers of game shows, you know, things like that. Then you work the 8-hour job with almost a feeling of goodness. I keep doing something. You get married like marriage is a victory, and you have children like children is a victory. But most things most people do are a total grind, marriage, birth, children. It's something they have to do because there's nothing else to do. There's no glory in it, there's no steam, there's no fire. It's very, very flat. And the earth is full of sorry, but that's the way I see it. 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 Thank you.
4 and 6. I lied to you again. Only telling half truth in such a spectacular, mesmerizing fashion that you can barely keep up. I lied to you again. I use every trick in my well-rehearsed playbook to charm and enchant you away from the darker edges of my beautiful truth. Again, this dance gives me some kind of temporary satisfaction, but does not bring me closer to my ever evaporating happiness.
To my ever evaporating happiness.
Bye, mon amour.
them up. And yes, y'all, you are now in tune to the sounds of the legendary Foundation. Stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. You listen and stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. We got the ha-ha music, the ha music, the ha-ha music, ha music, the ha-ha music, the ha music, the ha-ha music, ha music. Yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's how we usually start. Once again, it's the thought. The Dalai Lama of the mic, the prime minister thought. This directed to whoever it listen, it rains. Yo, the whole state of things in the world about to change. Black rain falling from the sky looks strange. The ghetto was red hot, we stepping on flame. Yo, it's inflation on the price for fame. And it was all the same, but then the antidote came. The black thought, ill syllabus out the fifth. This heavyweight rap shit I'm about to lift. Like a father lift up his seed to sunlight. I plug in the mic, draw like a gunfight. I never use a cordless or stand the portless. Sipping chlorophyll out of ill silver gauntlets. I'm like a faucet, monopolies the all jet. There ain't no way to cut this tap, you got to get wet. Your head is throbbing and I ain't said shit yet. To move to the next movement, come on. And yes, y'all, you are now in tune to the sounds of the legendary Foundation. Check it out, come on. They're gonna pay you, listen and stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. You listen and stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. We got the ha ha music, the ha music, the ha ha music, ha music, the ha ha music, the ha music, the ha ha music, ha music.
Word up, the formation of words to fit. That's what I usually disturb you with. A lot of rappers never heard of this, or know half the time it is. You doubt the L of fifth, what could you accomplish? Whether they skywriting your name or you anonymous, you be speechless with singing sinuses. The roots royal highnesses through your monitors. I tilt my crown, then blow down a dime I kiss. You need to buy a CD and stop rewinding this. I'm the finalist, shine like a rugged amethyst. And at your music conference, I'm the panelist. Listen close to my poetry, I examine this like an analyst to see if you can handle it.
Check it out.
You got the groove. MCs, freeze, stand still. Nobody move unless you're dealing with the next movement. The P5D, we read them on you, man. I live my life nice, but I'm not too bent. You theatrical as a four-way play, this ain't rent. 100% straight out the basement. Spreading this across the planet on some next shit. How many people feeling this love music? Come on.
Stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movie.
We got the ha-ha music, the ha music, 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 the ha-ha music, the ha. Check it out, check it out, y'all.
You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, y'all, let's rock this. You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on.
Speech is my hammer, bang the world into shape, now let it fall. Huh. My restlessness is my nemesis. It's hard to really chill and sit still. Committed to page, I write around. Sometimes won't finish for days. Scrutinize my literature from the large to the miniature. I mathematically add, minister, subtract the wax, selector, will it back. I'm feeling that. From the core to the perimeter, black. You know the motto. Stay fluid, even in staccato.
Most deaf,
full-blooded, full throttle. Breathe deep inside the drum hollow. There's the hum, young man, where you from? Brooklyn number one, native son, speaking in the native tongue. I got my eyes on tomorrow. While you still trying to find where it is, I'm on the ad where it lives and dies. Violently, silently, currently. Shine so vibrantly that I squint to catch a glimpse. Embrace the bass with my dark ink fingertips. Used to speak the king's English, but caught a rash on my lips. Send out my check just like this. Long range from the baseline. Swish. Move like an apparition. Go to the ground with ammunition. Bow. Move from the gate, boys. Cued on your tape. Putting food on your plate. Many crews can relate. Who choosing your fate? Yo, we went from picking cotton to chain gang line shopping to bebopping to hip hopping. Blues people got the blue chip stock option. Invisible man got the whole world watching. Where you at? I'm high, low, east, west, all over your map. I'm getting big props with this thing called hip hop. Where you can either get paid or get shot when your product gets stopped. The fair weather friends flock when your chop position dropped in the phone calls. Chill for a minute, let's see who else hot. Snatch a shelf spot, don't gas yourself hot. The industry just a better built cell block. A long way from the shell tops. And the bells, the L rock, 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 rock. Proper prosecution evidence, an out-of-court settlement, ad space for liquor, sick without benefits, luxury tenements choking the skyline, it's low life getting treetop high. Hit is a backwater remedy, bitter and tender memory, a class C felony facing the death penalty. Stimulant and sedative, original repetitive, violently competitive, a school unaccredited. The break beat, you get broken with all time and inappropriate hip hop. Went from selling crack to smoking it. Medicine for loneliness, remind me of the loneliest and dizzy. Bubba's the B-boys getting busy, the wartime snapshot. The working man's jackpot, a $2 snack box. So beneath the tracks, spot, Olympic sponsor of the Black Glock. Gold medalist in the back shot. From the sovereign state of the half-nots, where farmers have trouble with cash crops. It's all city like phase two. And I will simply amaze you, praise you, pay you. Do whatever you say, do. But Black, it can't save you.
Welcome. Show no mercy.
I will try to take your life before you take mine. I will try to take your life before you take mine. I will try to take your life before you take mine. I will try to take your life before you take mine.
Up, up the cut, bitch. That's enough, bitch. So right now, bitch, I got enough clips to make a big ditch with you and all of them. I will try to take your life. Cussing all nigga me red, who cut off his head? They tell me I did, but I didn't feel scared. Nigga, I just had a grin on top of my chin. Thinking I stopped doing that shit again. I had homicidal friends, and they were my best influences. You blew this trick, I blew this shit, and didn't have a nerve to forget it. Bitch, a 206 came up with this. I'm chilling, nigga, fuck the click. I'm solo, bitch, and fucking quick. Send a several shots, it's over, bitch. The candles lit the way he said, nigga, dead. He won't be coming back. Okay, 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 okay.
In the alley.
Hanging with my father. Time is it right now? It's about 3:16 in the morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void, coming to you out of the void. Those of you just tuning in, welcome to the show. Those of you who have been tuned in since about 2 is when we started, thanks for staying tuned in. Hope you're liking this new show, what we brought to your ears. Big range of music. Since the last time we got on the mic, we played a bunch of different music. At first, I played some music off that album I was talking about by Alexander, off of his album 000 Channel Black, or 000 Channel Black. I played Trumpets, Le Merveilleux Résumé, Bloom in Paris, with some poetry by Charles Bukowski, and Dear Therapist. Ricky, what'd you think of that album? What'd you think at all? You've never heard of By Alexander before, so I'm curious what a outsider heard of that music. So let's hear it.
Thank you, Zach. Well, first off, I think he's a wonderful musician. The sound, composition, everything was beautiful. I didn't expect it to get like so so like melancholic at the end, and I enjoyed that. So that was really nice. I like to see 070 Shake on the first track, Trumpets, I think it was called. Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. I'm not surprised that he's a great producer. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking after hearing that he produced for such random names like B.O.B. and like Imagine Dragons and, you know, stuff that I typically don't really want to listen to or like to listen to in particular for myself. It was pretty shocking to hear something that I love listening to and like a very nice type of music, at least for my ears. Anyways, after that, I played Enfant by El Michel's Affair and the Shacks. Been listening to El Michel's Affair for quite a while. Super cool dude. Has his own record label, Big Crown Records, with some great artists on his roster. After that, got into some funky stuff. Played The Next Movement by The Roots and DJ Jazzy Jeff and Jazz Fat Nasties. Then played Hip Hop by Mos Def. I Don't Mind by Ethelwolf. Shout out to my friend Nick who showed me that. And Twistin' by Lil Ugly Mane and Denzel Curry, which is a pretty sick track. First heard that track in a famous video that was made in Montreal. It's called Classy Bastards, episode 2. Those of you out there listening and know what it is, if you know, you know. If you don't know, check it out. That's all I really got to say. Shows a lot of tomfoolery happening in this city. Some mischief. And yeah. That's all the music played. Anyways, I had an interesting thing I wanted to talk about. I'm sure those of you listening experienced what we're about to talk about and have already heard a bunch about this. Still an interesting thing to chat up about a little bit. But yeah, Facebook was down for 7 hours like 2 days ago. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. And yeah, what'd that feel like for you, Ricky?
Embarrassingly enough, I don't know. I think I like on the metro to class, I was like constantly trying to like open up my Instagram to the point where like I was going like crazy, and it just made me realize like how stupid and brainwashed I am. So that was really embarrassing. That sucked. Besides that, do you have like any idea why it happened?
I think it was something about their code is what I read that was like corrupt or something. I know there's a bunch of conspiracy theories and I know you know them, so I guess I'll toss the mic to you. You said you knew them. Don't shake your head at me like that. Come on, let's hear what you got.
I heard one, and this because yesterday, while Facebook was down, the Facebook whistleblower was testifying before Congress. If you guys don't know who that is, this is a former employee for Facebook who basically leaked all this internal information that showed that Facebook is basically aware that their products cause depression and have a very like negative effect on people's mental health, and particularly on like young and teenage girls. And so the document showed that Facebook was fully aware of this phenomenon, that they've done research on it, they've compiled data on it, they know for a fact that their product is poison, and but they've continued to go in a direction that's essentially making things worse instead of like addressing the problem. So this girl testified before Congress, and at the same time Facebook was shut down, and a lot of people are saying that they did that because I mean, everybody, first of all, here relies on their products, on their apps, but in developing worlds, especially in like Latin America or in Africa, WhatsApp or Facebook itself, the app itself, is like the main form of communication, if not the form of communication that people use. So to like shut that down was basically a way to like, you know, kind of divert attention away from the story a little bit. And it definitely worked because I didn't even hear about what she said until like the next day. And you know, I was on Twitter all day because I'm addicted to social media, so I had to use something, and I didn't even hear about it there. So
So yeah, that's what people are saying. Did you hear anything else?
No, I haven't really had the time to look into it. I've been working 11 hours for the past 2 days. So yeah, that's been my life. But thanks for sharing that, Ricky. It was super interesting. And yeah, like what you were saying about Facebook being the dominant form of media and internet in so many places across the world, like in countries like Myanmar, for example, which I did research on, Facebook is like considered the internet, you know, like it is the main media that is used by so many people, like their phones come pre-downloaded with Facebook in a lot of places. Yeah, super interesting thing that happened. I hope those of you who experienced that 7-hour outage at least got to clear your minds a little bit, take some breaths, realize how much you look at these apps. If you look at them a lot, if you don't, that's great, but I hope it brought some clarity to some people at least, to see how many times you could refresh a page and it still doesn't work. So yeah, anyways, that's all I really got to say about Facebook. I don't really have much to add, except for that I already knew Facebook was not the greatest company and undermining democracy across the world. If you're interested in the topic, I recommend checking out, it's a movie, it's called The Great Hack, and it deals with Facebook and how it's used to spread dis and misinformation and using data analytics to convince people of certain ideas based on what they like, what they dislike, and the ways they engage with content on Facebook. Basically, the ways that people engage with content on Facebook can help these algorithms send information to people that will influence their political decisions and ultimately hinder on their free will. And anyways, that's a whole other ball game. But yeah, if you're interested in those topics, I suggest checking out that movie. And if you want some more readings on the topic, you're welcome to send me a message on Instagram or something. My username is @ZEEEKIF. If you want to get some nice academic articles about social media and all that, hit me up. Anyways, that was our little ramble and talk for the night. I feel like we got it out there. And yeah, you got anything left to say, Ricky?
Nope, I feel pretty good. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah, so on this angst against Facebook and its undermining of democracy, you might as well get into a little bit of punk music. We like to change it up a little bit. New album just came out by this Australian punk band named Amel and the Sniffers. Comfort to Me, super great album. Gonna play one or two tracks from the album and see where we go from there. So anyways, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's currently 3:25 in the morning. I'm sorry if you didn't like that ramble, if it was too much information for these late hours of the night, but if you liked it, that's great. And here comes some more music. Anyways, let's get into it. Here's Hurts by Amel and the Sniffers on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The country. I want to get out of here. I'm sick of looking at graffiti on the walls of the grey walls of the city. I want to drive in the countryside. I want the breeze in my hair. I am touching your leg and I have my hand in your hand. Take me to the beach. Take me to the country. Come in the backseat. If you love me, hire me a car. I want to go driving. Come in the backseat. That's where you find me.
Someone to taste. My name is Don, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning.